And just letting the energies play through you. Every time you hear this, it is adjusting your energies to a specific frequency. And when you reach this frequency, there comes a moment when all is dark, is black, as if there is nothing in your mental fields but this beautiful, deep, dark, rich black. No light, only darkness. Dropping your shoulders, adjusting your body to more comfort in an upright position. Relaxing your arms, your fingers. Feeling your thighs relax, come looser. Just resting. And the energy follows down your calves, just imagining that the muscles are relaxing like they do when you sleep, and down into the ankles, and your ankles are slippery and flexible. Ease of movement. And that ease of movement traveling down into your feet and pooling around that energetic center in the center of your feet, sort of close to and partly under the arch of the foot. This energy center. And we want you to find it energetically. Just exploring that energy center, finding the energy, finding the frequency. And like a key in a lock, you open that energy center, letting it rush outward, encompassing almost your entire foot, is part and parcel of this expansive energy from this center. And there is a magnetism to this energy. And you're beginning to feel as if your feet are blending and merging with the earth. Almost like they're buried in warm, soft sand, with just your toes exposed. And spending a moment to really think about how the sand feels against your skin. Just letting your toes feel like receptors or antennas to this warm, soft sand surrounding your feet. And the sand is now moving up around the ankle. Warm, soft, Silky soft sand, slippery and sliding all around. And it's in harmony with your ankles and the energies there. And as this sand moves upward, it is supporting you behind your knees. Just feeling that support, that warmth, and the silkiness of it, softness, and the support that it's providing. Flexible yet firm. And now, allowing this to continue, while you bring your focus now to that sun in the center of your chest. And this sun is that beautiful emerald green, deep, dark emerald green sun, reflecting it's the jewel of the heart chakra, radiating outward, and focusing your attention on it. And you're standing at a distance to where the sun is about the size of a button. You're able to see all the way around your physical form. Now you're looking at the front. You can see the full aura all around, opening all your senses so that you can know the state of your etheric body. Opening up that anacarana and connecting with yourself as soul. And knowing about your etheric form what soul knows. And now, as you're watching that sun, you begin to notice that around this sun are cyclical energies, like those of the electrons around an atom. And there are 8 of these around the sun, and all in that beautiful emerald green. But because of the movement, while perfectly clear and focused, the green is slightly lighter as the light moves along its orbit. 8 orbits around the sun, around the jewel of the heart, the sun that it is. And these 8 orbiting energies are moving energy all through your etheric body. And now, at your third eye, is the energy and the visualization of your manifesting goal. Just holding it there right now at the third eye. And you'll notice that some of those orbits go through and around the third eye. And that beautiful blue-violet light and these perfect emerald green, crystal clear, orbiting energies. Holding the goal, holding both goals, if you have more than one. We don't recommend more than two. Keep your energies focused. Just two. And now, as you're holding the goal in your third eye, in your mind, as it's being bombarded by those orbiting energies, moving all around the central heart area, going all the way down to the root chakra and all the way up past the crown. And then, with a thought, letting the goal float out of your third eye and into the orbit, into one of the orbits, one of the eight, circling the heart. Just letting it go. No fuss, no fanfare, just letting it go. And letting it be absorbed by the magnetic energy between the orbiting energies and the jewel in the center, the sun in the center, and the magnetism that exists there. And since all of the orbits pass through the central sun, the goal eventually reaches the heart. And becomes part of that energy. And of those orbiting energies is patience, trust, faith, hope, optimism, and allowing yourself to receive the energies and the attitudes of these orbiting energies, and letting that become part of the sun, the central jewel of the heart chakra, letting them become part of who you are, so that you just become it. You are patient. You do trust. You have faith. You practice hope. And you develop within yourself the attitude of optimism. You choose optimism over doubt. You choose optimism over fear. You choose optimism over skepticism. And now, going to the crown chakra and imagining raising the energy of the crown chakra higher and higher, higher and higher, until you reach the level of soul's mind, soul's highest mind. And you are blending and merging with those energies of mind, soul's mind. You are in union with soul. And in soul's mind is a version of this goal that you have, this manifestation, this thing that you want, whatever thing that might be, whatever form. And now, here with your mind blended and merged with soul's highest mind, just imagining that goal and imagining soul's warmth and love and acceptance and this desire for your highest and best. And soul receives this desire that you have. And just allowing it as soul receives it. And soul analyzes this, asking important questions. Is this in the highest good of as many people as possible? Is this in the highest good of you, this part of themselves that they have placed in this illusion? And soul offering you the support of the highest version of this goal. And you watch as soul's mind energizes this goal. And then you can feel soul's heart, that sun blending with your sun, becoming one. And these energy orbits, they're orbiting around soul too, carrying these qualities. And as before, soul takes the energy of the goal out of its third eye and places it in the center, the heart's jewel, in the center of your heart's jewel and soul's heart's jewel, and letting the energy of it circulate all around, through and through, bringing all of the energies together in a burst. This energy is released. Watch it traveling outward from the heart and sliding upward, going higher and higher, higher and higher, higher and higher. soul's focus and intent, the very magnetism of the heart energy, drawing it upward and on to the plane, the causal plane, soul's plane. For soul is the cause of all the manifestations in your life. And watching as soul releases this even more, and you allow it, you are letting go as soul lets go, feeling peace and contentment, and most of all, gratitude. Allowing yourself to feel gratitude for all of the good in your life. Take a moment now and think about all the good in your life. And as you think of all the good in your life, imagine each one as a precious gem and watch as the treasure that is your life piles up so beautiful. Gems and jewels of every color, growth of every kind, changes in beliefs and attitudes, change in the way that you think, and therefore of how you feel. Each one a precious gem. And let the energy of magnetism of all of these good things, just bringing in that feeling sense, that magnetism that brought these good things to you, bringing that feeling sense into your forms and fields, into those orbits, and let it circulate. All through and through you, the energy of gratitude and magnetism. Just letting yourself feel it. And they build on each other, creating greater and greater sense of peace and tranquility, patience, expectation of all good things. And as that expectation is supported and nurtured by gratitude and magnetism, just allowing yourself to enjoy these feelings. Just imagine that you can see that goal. It's so close to you. It's coming toward you. And you open your hands and your mind and your heart to receive it. No fear, no doubt, only joy, gratitude, appreciation, expectation, and optimism, which is really a way of saying positive expectations. And when you realize that, you recognize just how valuable optimism can be. And bringing all these feeling senses into yourself, letting yourself really feel these energies. Letting it permeate your field and sinking into the form itself, bringing with it change, transformation, and you allow it. For the healing goes right where you need it. Understanding that the notes and frequencies of music are sound and have the power to change and modify matter. And you surrender to that power, letting it flow through you, becoming part of you, allowing you to receive greater and greater amounts of healing energy. Turning now to soul, facing them, and as you bow to one another, opening your heart and your mind even more, and as you do this, your throat chakra lights up, and you'll notice that light is a sky blue light, perfect light, a clear light, and at the same time a deep light. Even though it is a light blue, a light sky blue. And as this sky blue light appears, you notice the energy that comes from the words, "I want," are sending out waves of light and energy into the universe. And you allow it. Now, thanking soul, feeling that gratitude, coming back slowly into the room as you are ready. And with that, we bid you namaste.